on Life Matters, it's now time for your feedback. And, well, on Monday, you'll recall I interviewed Michael Rennie, who used a personal health scare to change his thinking on creativity at work. And in response, we got this call.
I've just been listening to that really beaut interview with Michael Rennie. When I was discovered to be diabetic, the only books I could get hold of were from the 1920s and 30s, when diabetes, the way cancer used to be, was a one-word death sentence. And it was extremely distressing reading all those books, and it knocked me right back and knocked the stuffing out of me. And I'm really glad that Michael Rennie met somebody as affirming of living as Mr. Gawler. The way he has helped countless people to face life with a pretty serious downside is really, truly worth beholding. I could say something similar about Steve Biddulph and his efforts to knock on the head the idea that big boys don't cry. I was brought up under that model, and I still feel very unhappy about the amount of my life that was wasted through trying not to cry. Bye for now.
Now, the talkback last Friday was on life as a struggling artist, and particularly when you need a day job to supplement your income. A lot of you rang on the day, and there's also now a range of calls on that.
Hi, thank you, Life Matters, for a very timely program on artists and how they make a living. I live in Western Australia, which is meant to be the boom state. Recently, our museum had to close one day a week due to lack of funds, and our art gallery as well. The whole issue is that we live in such a materialistic society where everything is judged by money. As soon as you've had an exhibition, people say, you know, how many did you sell or whatever. Because artists don't make a lot of money, they're not valued, and it is because the rest of society looks through the dollar at everything. That is the problem. Thank you.
Hello, I'm a songwriter come playwright in Brisbane. I'd like the industry to allow more room for late starters. Many people can only start an artistic career or even think about starting an artistic career after they've raised a family or they've had their own other career. And also there are many people who only blossom after a particular life experience has caused them to mature, to rethink, or given them the courage. For example, Susan Duncan, the author of Salvation Creek, calls her cancer and her other experiences a gift, which has now given her a new life and the courage to write about it and to move others. So I think there should be room for that.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie. I've been a casual lecturer, which I've chose to stop with the support of my husband because basically there was a large pay cut involved. And unfortunately, he ended up having a terminal illness and has passed away. I'm in a position now where I'm trying to still raise two children, wondering about the Centrelink implications and whether they're happy to accept that I'm a visual artist trying to kickstart my career again. But I have been in a position where I've been an invited artist overseas to Korea and treated as a superstar, basically, and noticed that there were artists there that were doing exactly the same thing as I was and actually making a living out of it. Yet back here, I just don't seem to be able to earn anywhere near enough that's going to pay the bills and raise the children. I had a sellout show recently, but you have to charge so little just to be able to sell the work that it doesn't actually cover all your costs. Thanks. Bye.
Now, Jan has a slightly different perspective. She says, I was an unwilling patron of the arts for 25 years. My ex-partner, now in his mid-60s, has pursued his interests in the arts with regular overseas trips and a comfortable standard of living without ever earning enough to cover his expenses or support his child. There must be countless people who find themselves as unwillingly patrons of the arts as they struggle to keep their families together and raise their children alone. Artists are seen as glamorous individuals, somehow free from the rules that govern the lives of other people. How about mentioning the ones who raise the children, bring home the bacon, and do the housework while their partners dabble or trot off to galleries and cafes to talk about art? That is a different perspective.